WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here's Phil Nee with details on tonight's football schedule.
There are some great traditional rivalries on the non-conference schedule tonight for area football. Games include Prairie du Chien doing battle at Aquinas and La Crosse, Clear Lake at Royal, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Viroqua at Dodgeville, Platteville at Darlington, Cuba City at Potosi-Cassville, Portage at Wisconsin Dells. Baraboo travels to Sauk Prairie, Cashton at Seneca-Wazika-Steuben, Benton-Scales Mount-Scholesburg at River Ridge, Westby at Wausau East, Baldwin-Woodville at Mount Horeb-Barneveld. Southwestern East Dubuque travels to Blackhawk-Warren. Mauston at St. Croix Central, Cochran-Fountain City at Brookwood, Black River Falls at Sparta, Monroe at Lodi, Pecatonica-Argyle at New Glarus, West Salem at Onalaska, and Nisida at Partyville. Clear Lake plays at Royal, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Viroqua is at Dodgeville, and Hillsboro at Boscobel. River Valley will not have an opponent tonight as Reedsburg canceled its first two varsity games of the football season. The Blackhawks, though they tried, will not have a first weekend opponent. They'll open up next week at Wisconsin Dells. Richland Center travels to Toma this week. Head coach Andrew Troxell talked about the Hornets' workouts.
You know, we had a really good week of practice, you know, and so it's really nice to kind of solidify who our starters are going to be on the offensive and defensive side of the ball and just really kind of focus on, you know, how to kind of build that a little bit more as we go into Toma. We've got a couple changes for the most part, but we are fairly healthy. And we're excited for tomorrow.
The Hornets kick off at Toma tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll have their home opener next Friday night. And the Ithaca Bulldogs travel to Riverdale. It was a close game last year. Here is co-head coach David Klang of Ithaca.
Yeah, it was right down towards the end. They could have won either ways, and we were lucky enough to kind of pull it off at the end. But they always, doesn't matter what team we have or they have, they always bring the best against us.
Here is Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps.
You know, Ithaca, I think, is Ithaca. They're a physical team. They're going to get after you. You know, they got a pretty strong group of seniors that have been multi-year starters, so definitely got to find a way to try to take away what they do best. You know, for us, defensively, our key is our run fits, you know, trusting our reads, being disciplined, you know, we need 11 guys doing their job, not being selfish with stats, things like that.
Pre-game time 6:40 tonight. Kickoff time 7 o'clock from Pickering Park in Muscadet. Ithaca at Riverdale. It's our first high school football Friday night game of the week from WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Home Talent League tournament action will continue this weekend with more. Here's Michael Hernan.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League Final Four will continue Sunday with the second week of games. So far, Verona and Sauk Prairie are 1-0, and Sun Prairie and Evansville are 0-1. Here are the matchups for Sunday. Sauk Prairie will be at Sun Prairie, and Verona will be at Evansville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. In bowling league action, the Lucky Strikers League will start on August 27th, meeting to be held at 6 p.m. prior to bowling. Merchants League will begin the season on August 28th at 6:30. The Brewers knocked out a pair of hits in the top of the first, then didn't get another until the ninth inning yesterday afternoon. The result was a 3-0 loss at St. Louis. That meant the Cards won the series 2 out of 3. Milwaukee begins a weekend series in Oakland tonight. First pitch will be at 8:40, and the broadcast of that game will be on WRCE 1450 and on FM 107.7, with the pregame starting at 8:05. The Packers complete their 3-game preseason schedule when the Baltimore Ravens visit Lambeau Field tomorrow. Kickoff is scheduled for noon. Green Bay opens the regular season in Sao Paulo, Brazil on September 6th against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's only the second international game in franchise history. The National Weather Service says the weather for tomorrow's game will feature sunny skies and temperatures in the low 80s. You will be able to hear the broadcast of tomorrow's game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at 10. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.